Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. I also just want to say thank you. Thank you and thank you. We are past, you will not believe this, 400,000 downloads of the podcast. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Winning. Thank you. I just want to say thank you for your support, for listening. I hope the shows were enjoyable, helpful, to friends, family, whoever you let listen to them. Thank you so much. All the media outlets who helped, all the listeners who passed along, again, just thank you. Also, I just want to take a moment. There are a lot of people still struggling after Sandy. If you haven't already, please take a moment to maybe make a donation to the Red Cross, to an organization in your area. I know people are giving food, generators. If you got $5, you got $10. I mean, look, I'm sitting in my house right now. I have electricity, heat, water. These people don't have a house to go to. They have a house maybe to go to, but they can't get heat. They have no food. So whatever you can do, just remember all the blessings you have, even if it's just a dollar, please take a moment to help them out, okay? I mean, I don't know anybody at the Red Cross per se. I'm just saying that's an example of an organization you could possibly donate to. But this morning we're going to be talking with a beautiful singer who you just heard her song, Everything Changed. That's the title track from her new album. Laura Jane sung with people like Enrique Iglesias, Dave Matthews, Kelly Clarkson, Anastasia, the late Tina Marie. This is her second album, and it is a mature album, if I may say so myself.
Hi, everybody. Hi. I'm listening. I'm waiting to interject. I'm like, let me be quiet.
No. Come on in.
Hi, everybody.
This is my girl. Thank you so much. She's on the East Coast today. Normally she's out on the West Coast doing her thing. Sometimes she's in South America doing her thing. Sometimes she's in Europe doing her thing. Sometimes she's in India. You don't know where she's going
Thank
to be.
You, Joy. Thank
Laura?
You, Thank you, Joy, for having me on your show again. And for those of you who don't know, Joy is a very old friend of mine, and she's doing great things. And your show has become a platform for a lot of artists and issues, which I really appreciate, you know, not from a selfish point of view, but from just a community point of view. So thank you for allowing me to be here, Joy. Hi.
Hi. Well, you are so mad freaking talented. It's like disgusting. I was listening to the songs, and I just kept a couple. I had on repeat, and I was just like,
it's mature. I'm maturing, people. I'm maturing.
Well, yes, I mean, okay, let's talk about Everything Changes. What's changed since the last album? I mean, definitely something has happened. What is the catalyst?
I mean, I'll tell you, I'll be very clear. I think for myself, the reason why I wanted to do this album like this is that, A, number one, I've always wanted to do this sound, but I was afraid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's changed is that I had the confidence to do it. I'm really lucky, Joy, and I know I've got so many great people in my life and so many people that I've met all over the world, and I am very blessed and very lucky to be working as a singer. and I work with these major artists, and I tour the world, and it's always amazing. I make great friends. I meet people. But mm-hmm. I really haven't focused on myself, you know, and really just following what I want to do and what really moves me as an artist. So I think what has changed is that I realized that, A, I have the confidence to do it, and it's been amazing because just take Enrique's fans. I mean, they've bought the. I've had CD sales all over the world. I mean, it's been kind of nutty, and I'm surprised.
It's been kind of nutty. No, it's been kind of great. I mean, I've been looking at your timeline, your Facebook, and like you said, you have friends from all over the globe, and they're supporting you. I mean, that is what you need as an artist. And even though you've had that before in the past, I think what you just said earlier about having the confidence to go in this direction shows the maturity, you know. But you need those fans, you know, to push you along. Let me play The Vow. This is wow. I was like, okay. So this is Laura Jane from her new album, Everything Changes, The Vow.
Okay. Well, that's the journey.
Jason Page is
featured on my album. He's singing that duet with me. Jason is a friend. He's a friend of many years. I mean, we've worked together in several different settings now. And he was definitely one of the creative forces for the album in general. He did a lot of vocal producing and helped with arrangements on a few songs. So Jason is from New York, and you can look him up as well. He's amazing, and he lives in L.A., and I'm good friends with him and his mother, and it's kind of a family affair. So Jason, yes, he's amazing. This song, what's interesting about this song is that, like, I had written a song off the album called My Confession. I wrote it, like, in 2 seconds one day, and it was about being scorned by a man, and I told you so. You ain't gonna do this to me, honey. I'm gonna let you know. It was one of those songs.
And I see the head shaking and the finger wagging. Okay, take your earrings off, get the Vaseline, girl.
Yes, it was one of those songs. And so I wrote that song, and then immediately this song came out afterwards. And I was interesting because I think with the creative process, sometimes you have to get something off your chest or let something go to get to the next point. And so I was really happy that just arrived because I'm not in a bad space when it comes to, you know, relationships or anything like that. I'm, you know, and I feel like The Vow is really more of where I'm at, you know, spiritually and stuff like that. So, yeah, it took a minute to become a duet. It took a minute. I didn't realize that it should be a duet until a little bit later. But, again, that's part of the creative process, so. Yeah,
I mean, it was a great, really, the rhythm, the tonality, just your voices together. I just was, like I said, I want to play that like at my wedding whenever I get married, if anybody else wants to get married.
I'm trying to license that song. Anyone want to get that song for their movie? This could be the next wedding song.
Yes. Oh, my God. I see the camera spanning across the mountaintop, going down into, like, you know, into the cavern and then up into the sunset. I mean, I visualize. I'm waiting for the video. That's what I'm looking for. I need the video.
Oh, Lord. You trying to get me to do the video. Well, let me try to manifest that.
Yes, we said it here first today, November 10th. There will be a video about the vow. I just want to say that. Okay, so...
I love it.
Let me play my confession. This is a little different side of Laura Jean. This is my confession from her album Everything Changes.
Open day, burn a scorch, fire within with chain of torch. Look at me, you've been had. Love is gone, this love is dead. What you get, look within, asking God.
Okay, right now I'm in the club. I'm like down almost on the floor, shaking my head. I'm doing like some kind of, I don't know. I'm just like, what? We got to do a remix. You got to do like some kind of crazy remix on that, man.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea, actually, a remix of that. That's a great idea. Yeah, this is.
Yeah, I mean, the way it is now is great. It's great now, but then there's so many, like, I could just see so many versions of it. You know what I mean?
Interesting. That's a really good idea. You're giving me good ideas, Miss Joy Keith.
So now this is another side of love. You have a lot of love on this album, you know, positive, and then some pain going on. So talk about the pain that you've dealt with and how you overcome pain in your life. It's something that we have to deal with all the time, you know?
Yes, absolutely. We have to deal with it all the time. You can be any age, any race, any gender. Either gender, any gender. Hello, there's two. But for me, I think this album more, again, in talking in reference to a change, you know, everything changes, mm-hmm. is realizing that the key to having, you know, love in your life and being in a healthy situation is loving yourself, forgiving mm-hmm. yourself. And for me, I really tried to, there's definitely songs on here that are about love and relationships, but the whole concept of the album is really, really about, you know, loving yourself, forgiving yourself, going within, confronting your issues and your demons. And again, this is probably sounds like maturity, like I'm matured. But
that's the word for the day, people. Maturity is the word for the
maturity.
Day.
Ding, 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 ding. But seriously, I mean, I think unfortunately, you know, nowadays especially, people are definitely looking for love in all the wrong places and doing all the wrong things to try to get love. So, I mean, which is one of the reasons why this album I started off with the song called The Answer, which is really more of like a spiritual mantra. It's more like... Mm-hmm. Love is the answer. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. Help each other. It was really more a broader spiritual thing, but that's why I wanted to start the album with that tone, with that message, and have it carry forward. And, the second song on the album is Everything Changes. So, I mean, I had a very clear vision, even with the order of the songs.
Loving yourself is the key, though, you know, no matter what. I mean,
yeah.
I've bent and stretched and moved left, moved right, gone up and down for love myself. And then, you know, you just realize at a point, like, what am I doing? Just be still. Just be still.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll be all right.
And in terms of overcoming pain, I mean, that's a really good question. I think everyone has their own process. But I think getting still is the beginning of mm-hmm. getting over pain and realizing, okay, this is not working for me, or I want a better life, or I want a better personal life, or whatever the case is, just really getting still and looking at yourself and owning. You got to own your own stuff, people. You know, you got to be like, you know, this, I did this. And
yeah,
you know,
personal
so,
responsibility, personal responsibility is really sometimes hard to deal with. You really have to say, okay, where am I responsible? Because
yeah.
that actually gives you power, though. In turn, it gives you power. Once you realize, okay, I'm responsible for this, then I now have power. Oh, wow, how much control I actually have to change my destiny. So personal responsibility, I think, is the at the crossroads, and then from there you can go forward. Let me play the answer, though, for the audience
okay.
so they can hear kind
okay.
of what you were talking about.
Sure.
I mean, that is a different tone, because on your other album you had a lot of club, you had some Brazilian sounds, so you're
right.
just going in a different direction. Even on one of the songs, what was it, you kind of reminded me of Roberta Flack.
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
well, of course, I mean,
yeah.
I love Roberta Flack. I mean, hello. I take that as a really big compliment. Yeah, I mean, that was definitely, you know, but some of her songs and the mood of a lot of her stuff, I would say, is at least in the space where I was now, trying to capture that same essence, I would say.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
what it
but,
reminded me of. It reminded me. Do you what artists do you look up to that will continue to inspire you for future projects? Who do you look up to?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I mean, I like a lot of different stuff for a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, Ledisi is an independent. Well, she started out as an independent artist, and of course, she's now on Verve, but she's just amazing. I mean, she literally is the type of vocalist that just completely changed my life when I heard her live.
Yeah, she's great live. She was on the show, yeah. She was on the show.
Was she on the show?
I've seen her live. Yeah, she was on the show, and I've seen her live, and she has a great presence on stage. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. She's
yeah.
just filled with joy, and she's definitely got an inner light. You know, I mean, I love Norah Jones. I love Corinne Bailey Ray. You know, I mean,
okay.
it, you know, I mean, one of the things, again, what I really wanted to concentrate on this album was songwriting. You know, I wasn't trying to do a specific genre. I wasn't trying to do an R&B record. I wasn't trying to do a pop rock record. I really just wanted to write songs, you know, because that was another personal challenge. Not a personal challenge. It was just one of those things that I just didn't trust within myself. And you know what?
Right.
I am a songwriter, but I've never. So for me, again, you know, I really wanted to just write songs and concentrate on melody and lyrics. So different artists have
inspired
me. Well,
it's paying off for you, though. It's paying off for you because, from my perspective, I've seen you go through different stages with your music, and for me, this is the fullest. I mean, this is like a, you know, a nice full body glass of wine type of thing. The songs, you know, that's what I look at as a nice full body wine. Not that the other songs and the other albums weren't great, definitely, but it's just different. You know what I mean? It's just different.
Yeah.
Like when I listen to them and I close my eyes, I see different things. I see you in a different space and time. And
yeah.
I think that's why people should go buy the album from her website,
LauraJMusic.net.
You can get an autograph. She's going to do an autograph copy,
yes.
So you better get there quick, LauraJMusic.net. Also follow her on Twitter, at SweetLauraJane1. And what were you going to say, Laura?
Yep. I was going to say that on the website, if you ordered on the website, I'm doing a little holiday special. And for those people who don't have my first album, I'm going to give you a copy of the first album for free.
What?
And the
wow.
website is, Yeah, the sales on the website have been going really, really well. I've had sales from all over the world, and people are getting the CDs fairly fast, and it's been really successful. So I would definitely advise that. You can also go to iTunes, which, of course, is better for domestic, iTunes, Laura Jane, Everything Changes. You can buy the album there, or you can even buy just a single, you know, because a lot of people nowadays want to buy, oh, I like that song. I want to buy that
song.
Yeah, I like
the one song.
Feel free to do that as well. And
let me play one of your songs from the album, Lift Me Up. I'll play that for them so they can get a taste to see what they're going to get. Yeah, okay. So that's Lift Me Up by Laura Jane. You can get that for free. What? You're going to get like two albums and for the price of one. Plus you can autograph her new album, Everything Changes. You definitely want to pick up a copy. But you can follow her on Twitter, Sweet Laura Jane 1. Check her out on Facebook. She has a Facebook page. And also check her out, her own website, LauraJaneMusic.net. Now, where are you performing next where people could come see you?
Well, I'm going to do a show in Los Angeles December 18th at Room 5. Room 5 is located on La Brea, and you'll be able to buy tickets on the website. You can also just show up and buy a ticket. I'm really excited. I haven't done a show in L.A. in a minute, and so I'm going to have my
pal. Is it only one day? Is it one day? One day you're going to
do it? Yeah. One day, okay. December 18th. I'm planning a couple of other shows, but due to Sandy, I'm going to postpone the New York show, and, you know, I just want to make sure the weather doesn't, you know, do us all in. So I'm going to wait for the top of the year to do that. But I had a great show in New York recently, which was awesome to see people on that side of the coast. And
did you get any video of that? Are you going to post any video from that, or will we?
Yeah, I've got some video up on YouTube, which was posted by one of the gals from Enrique's fans, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm going to send out a YouTube clip of the duet of the vow. But December 18th, Los Angeles, 10:00. I think it's going to be $10, and I'm going to continue to give people CDs until the top of the year. So if you want a free CD, you got to show up.
Free CD.
come the top of the year, I'm going to have to start trying to, you know, because I've been giving away the CDs at the shows. So, but it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to it. So,
I'm going to be giving away some of your CDs. So people need to follow me at Joy Keys and become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys so you can win a copy of her album and, you know, just enjoy and maybe give it away as a present. Maybe get two.
Yeah.
You never know. So support an artist, support a sister. She's working. She's doing her thing. She's talented. You're not going to waste your money. I played a couple songs today, all of them great. So it's not like you're not going to have at least five or six that you like. So please invest in a talented young woman doing her thing.
And I definitely want to say to everybody who might be listening, I just want to thank you guys so much. And there's some specific people, and I know you know who you are. that have been great to me over the years, people all over the world. And I just really thank you guys for the support. And I honestly thank you for, you know, just watching me on my own journey and keeping in touch and sending emails. I mean, sometimes the emails from everybody are just so encouraging and enlightening, or someone will make me laugh, or, you know. So I just want everyone to know how much I appreciate you. And I hope to see everybody soon. You know, there's some things in the works. So, you know, we'll be around and hopefully doing some shows in a lot of different places. And hopefully I can see everybody soon, you know.
Well,
yeah.
Laura, thank you so much for coming on again. I wish you much success with this album. Everything changes. And
thank
much
you.
Love, just as a friend, I'm just so happy for you when I see you doing these great things. It really, you know, I knew you went. I knew you in the studio apartment in Philadelphia.
Yes,
and you are. So definitely
yes.
We both have come a long way, but thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate
I'll
you, Joy.
You.
Thank you, Joy. Okay. All right. Hi, everybody.
Bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. That was Laura Jane. She has a new album out, Everything Changes. You want to check out her website, laurajanemusic.net. She's giving away a free sign. She's giving away a signed copy, but along with the signed copy, she'll give you a free copy of her first album. Also, follow her on Twitter, SweetLauraJane1, the number one, and on Facebook, look up Laura Jane. So support her wonderful music and support me. But you have been doing that past 400,000 downloads. Thank you for that. Thank you. Tune in next Saturday. I have some great guests from South Africa, the group called The Muffins. And I'm going to have a co-host, singer Ketty, who's from South Africa as well. She's a wonderful singer. But she's going to be my co-host with The Muffins. That's going to be at 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. South African time. And then at 11 a.m., Devin Robinson talking about money management and how to make money and how to become a millionaire. You know, we all need to figure that out. So tune in next Saturday, November 17th, for those two great shows, 9 a.m. for The Muffins, 11 a.m. for Devin Robinson. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm. And don't forget about the people who are dealing with Sandy still. No power, no water, problems getting food. Shelter, clothes, so whatever you can do, please take a moment out of your day. If it's $1, if it's $5, whatever you can give. If you got it to give, try to give. It will come back to you tenfold. I hope you enjoyed the show today. This is Laura Jane. We're going to end with some of her music.